I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Rebecca, you got questions here. How to live your life.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, God,
ooh.
Yeah. This break is not going to be good for the stereotypes that bisexual people have about them and why people don't want to date us.
What are the stereotypes of bisexuals?
Like that we're very greedy. It's true. We are.
Because want to date everybody.
Exactly.
We had the opportunity, yeah.
Yes, that if you're dating a bisexual person, they're not going to be faithful to you because, you know, they've got the world at their fingertips. Stuff like that. Hmm. They're right. They're not wrong. And I'm sorry to say that. But yeah, I've been on the dating apps again, not really even to date, but mostly as a distraction when I'm at a stoplight or, you know, in the bathroom. And I don't know why, but my conversations, I might just be super dry or something, but it just always turns into like the most boring game of 20 questions you've ever had in your life. Just, oh, what do you do? Oh, do you like doing that? Do you have any siblings? Where are you from? Have you already had this conversation like 15 times mm-hmm. today? Oh my God, me too. And one person veered from the script recently and it got me to really think. So he asked me, have you ever been cheated on? And I said, no. As far as I know, I have not been. And then he asked me, have you ever cheated?
Mm.
And I hope you guys will see me the same after this. But the answer is yes.
Oh, my
Rebecca.
God.
Rebecca.
Get out of here.
It gets worse.
Leave.
When I look back, I have cheated on every single boyfriend I've ever had.
Define cheating, like physically.
I've never emotionally cheated on anyone.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Then you're good.
Yeah, I'll leave you with that.
So long as it was physical, it's good. Yeah.
Did you cheat with another guy or with a girl?
Oh, all of them. You know, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the tea.
That wasn't it?
You're supersizing.
Okay.
It's the LGBT.
I'm a kiss hoe. I just like to kiss, okay? Mm. I've never gone farther than that.
So you're a celibate slut.
Yes.
Celibate slut.
Okay.
It's just these lips are for everyone. They can't be tied down.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter who I'm entangled with. I just find myself in little scenarios where I'm kissing, I'm making out, I'm Frenching, I'm having a straight girl kiss.
I'm wondering if there is anybody that has that agreement with their significant other. Could there be anybody listening that would answer to that? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, that you guys are in a committed relationship, but if you go out, you're allowed to kiss other people. Okay. It can't go any further than that. But if you're at a bar or whatever, you want to kiss somebody, go ahead. It's not a big deal. Just don't take it any further than that. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
These people that you cheated on in the past, I'm wondering, were you seeing them casually or did you have like real feelings? Did you say I love you to any of them?
Oh, all of them. They were all like my boyfriends. Like we were close and like, I mean, they were serious boyfriends, but it kind of ranged from like, they didn't care at all. And this was kind of like an understanding between us to.
Was it a verbal understanding or what? I mean, was this agreed upon?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so it would usually happen and I would tell them because I would be honest. And they would say, okay, I mean, if you kiss a girl, like, whatever, it's cool, like, do that, you know, whatever. And then I would keep doing it, and they'd be like, okay, you gotta chill a little bit. You gotta, like, back up. Like, I'm a little nervous about it. So it kind of ran from people would be not care at all to, like, a boyfriend who was like, we're gonna break up now. Like,
I just love how you're putting your unreasonable voice on. Like, oh, okay, well, can you just put it down just a little bit? Like, can you just calm down instead of, like, five guys, three guys a night?
No, I'm like, am I asking that much? I'm just looking for, like, a kissing clause.
I think if you establish it right off the bat, anything's possible. I don't know that you're going to find many people that are really into you that'll go for it. But if you're the catch, and you get to make up your own rules when you're dating.
My question is, what kind of void is this filling for you? Like, do you just like the variety? Do you just, you can't commit? What is it for you?
I feel like I'm just like a very affectionate person. So the idea especially after I've been independent for so long of being just like in a monogamous relationship and I can't like freely show like affection to other people, it seems very like monogamy is a prison.
So is it just your lips that want to be with a whole bunch of different people or is it your whole body?
At this point, it's just my lips.
There's a very big difference between
which ones.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Way, gonna be me.
Way more digestible coming from a woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's a very big difference between not being able to be affectionate when you're in a monogamous relationship and not being able to kiss. Like, I have girl and guy friends. I'm married. I hug my guy friends. I hug girlfriends. I don't do things like sit on my guy friends' laps or anything like that, but I definitely like will hug them or arm around them. Like, to me, that's affection. I don't want to kiss them.
That's intimate. Like, a lot of people think that kissing is kind of intimate.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, it's not a total prison. You can still be affectionate, just maybe not smashing your lips together.
I guess I kind of feel like kissing is a lot more platonic for me than it really is to other people. I just don't get the problem.
A whole bunch of dudes are signing up to be your friend.
I think you'd be shocked by how many men would be fine with that if you addressed that off the bat.
Okay,
that's really interesting.
I really do.
Really?
Especially if they think it's women. A lot of men, for whatever reason, they're cool if it's a woman.
Right.
Now, if it's a man, you got a whole different story.
But does that change if you know your partner's bisexual? Because I think men who are cool with it being a woman don't see women as a threat. Because you're like, I'm your man, you're not going to leave me for a woman. But if your partner's bisexual, that's a very real possibility. Now you've got, like, actual threats coming in.
A lot of them still like it for selfish reasons.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.